During this season of Lent, there are a few things we should really focus on. And two of them are the virtue of penance and the virtue of patience. I'm going to read to you a letter written in 1910 by a young priest who was recently ordained. This letter is written to his major superior. You could say just his superior within his province, so the Franciscans. My very dear father, for several days now my health has been much worse, but what torments me most of all are the cough and the chest pains. My cough is so severe and continual, especially during the night, that it almost splits my chest, and I am frequently so afraid that I say the act of contrition. The spiritual war has not ceased, and in fact, it is fiercer than ever. To put it briefly, dear Father, the enemy of our salvation is so furious that he hardly leaves me a moment's peace and wages war on me in a variety of ways. I desire the grace from Jesus to be set free from this because I fear to offend him. If he wants to mortify me, I wish he would do so by corporal suffering, which I would willingly accept. Patience. It is true that I am suffering, but I am very happy in this state, for you have assured me that it does not mean that God has abandoned me, but rather shows the delicacy of his exquisite love. I hope that the Lord is pleased to accept my sufferings in satisfaction for the innumerable times I have offended him. After all, what is my suffering in comparison to what I deserve for my sins? Padre Pio wrote this over 100 years ago. He says many things, but he focuses on patience, the virtue of patience when you're confronted with trials. Here, Padre Pio is experiencing extreme bodily pain and also spiritual sufferings as well. This isn't just physical. There is a spiritual component, a spiritual battle that Padre Pio is in the midst of to fight the devil. And it's probably because of all the good work that he will do once he begins to hear confessions and to serve as a priest. At this time, he doesn't have faculties, meaning that he can't hear confessions. But soon enough, he will hear confessions and bring many people back to the faith, back into friendship with Christ. And what he asks God for is patience in these trials. Patience. If we look up the definition of what patience really is in the Catholic faith, it's to bear hardships, to endure certain evils for the sake of the good, to safeguard our reason from our passions. Passions are like our emotions that really rise up and at times overwhelm us, such that our reason is dictated by what the passions want. Everyone has an interior battle that they fight every day, whether they know it or not. And patience is one great virtue to practice, especially during Lent. And even more so, the virtue of penance. Padre Pio speaks about how he wanted to, how he said the act of contrition, probably at the moment when he felt most weak, when he possibly would feel the moment that he would possibly die. Also, he says that he's offering up these sufferings with the help of the virtue of patience in reparation and satisfaction for the innumerable times that he has offended God. The virtue of penance, really by definition, is to repent for the deplorable things, something that we have done in the past. And it's a choice to grieve for these past sins with the intention of removing the result, namely the punishment and the anger of God. One of the things I've learned in my formation to become a priest is that, for the most part, confession will wipe out, will truly wipe out eternal punishment for our sins. But the temporal punishment for sins, meaning you could say purgatory, that's not always blotted out. It's a bit complicated to discuss, but to say that we must perform penances in order to wipe out this temporal punishment for past sins. Padre Pio was working on that in, I think it was December of 1910, with all these sufferings, spiritual sufferings and physical sufferings. And he implores us to do the same. That's why we're able to read these letters that Padre Pio wrote over 100 years ago. During this time of Lent, we can perform these acts of penance, perform the virtue of penance through prayer, through fasting, through different works of mercy, the spiritual works of mercy, corporal works of mercy, and almsgiving. All of these are to help us on our road to heaven, to blot out that temporal punishment that even Padre Pio said was on his soul. That's the goal, and the season of Lent helps us to do this. Not just during the time of Lent, those 40 days, but helps us to do this throughout our lives. Yes, at times I think Catholics get a bad rap because we want to, you could say, discipline ourselves in a way that comes across as a bit grotesque, especially to the other religions out there. But the fact remains, the road to heaven is paved with many crosses, and through the virtues of patience to endure this hardship for the sake of a good, which is heaven, and the virtue of penance to choose to offer these sufferings for the punishment that we owe. All of these help us during the time of Lent, through our lives, and this path to that great good of heaven. So may we continue to ask God for the grace to practice these important virtues during this time of Lent and throughout our lives, so that we may endure hardships and to blot out our sins, and also we can do it for others as well. We take Padre Pio as an example of these virtues, who prayed for the grace to have patience, who performed penances on top of the sufferings that he already endured. He truly knew his sins, and he strived to move closer to Christ with whatever came within his path. May we do the same and pray for the grace to be patient and to endure penances.